Trust as infrastructure, what Saturday's stories share. The through line across Saturday's episode is the tension between trust and verification. The AWS billing story is about whether vendor-supplied numbers can be relied upon for financial planning. The LG monitor story is about whether a hardware company can be trusted to respect the implicit contract of a software update channel. The TP-Link story is about whether a security device might be creating the exact vulnerability it was purchased to prevent. InToto is a direct attempt to make trust mechanically verifiable rather than assumed. None of these failures, it was noted, traced to malicious actors in the conventional sense. AWS did not intend to show wrong numbers. LG likely did not anticipate the implications of its Windows update approach. And TP-Link's unauthenticated UDP port was probably an engineering shortcut that was never revisited. Failures of systems and incentives are harder to fix than failures of individual actors, because there is no single bad actor to remove. The technical stories carry a parallel argument. The Z80 was durable, partly because it was comprehensible. SQLite is powerful, partly because its single writer constraint forces clarity about access patterns. Static search trees only outperform binary search when the bottleneck has been correctly diagnosed. In each case, the performance or longevity comes from understanding the system rather than assuming that additional resources resolve underlying problems. The exoplanet story. Reporting what appeared to be the first atmospheric detection on an Earth-like planet in a habitable zone, enabled by the James Webb Space Telescope's transmission spectroscopy capability, was flagged as the day's story with the longest potential tail. Coverage was careful to distinguish atmosphere detected from biosignatures detected, and the HN community maintained the same rigor. The methodological advance, however, was described as real. JWST performing this analysis at these distances was not a given even 5 years ago. The episode also carried an explicit correction. In a prior May broadcast, the podcast stated that Ukraine had struck Russian ships in the Caspian Sea. That claim was wrong. The Caspian Sea is landlocked and deep inside Russian territory, making any military operations there geographically impossible. The correction was offered as a concrete example of the risk that AI-assisted research pipelines can produce plausible-sounding claims that do not survive basic factual checks.